You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, tax day is next week, and our guest says the Earned Income Tax Credit has been a big help for working families here in Wisconsin.
First, we're recapping what happened at the polls yesterday. Texas Senator Ted Cruz won 36 of Wisconsin's 42 Republican delegates, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won 47 of the state's 86 Democratic delegates.
After heated debates with her opponent, Joanne Kloppenburg, Rebecca Bradley was called as the winner of Wisconsin's Supreme Court race late last night.
And Milwaukee's Mayor Tom Barrett was also reelected for his fourth term yesterday. Here to give us a recap of what happened at the polls is WPR's Milwaukee-based reporter Chuck Kornbach. Chuck, welcome back.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
And WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief is with us too, Sean Johnson. Sean, welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, let's start with the presidential primary. Sean, any correlation between who spent the most time in Wisconsin and who won last night?
Well, I think you would say that Bernie Sanders spent a lot of time in Wisconsin, and he did win last night. But you'd also say that Donald Trump, toward the last week, spent a lot of time here. I'm not sure that correlated with more votes for him. I think the stage was basically set for Ted Cruz to do well here after a certain number of other Republicans dropped out of the race, particularly Marco Rubio. I mean, if you look at the last poll when Rubio was still in the race, Donald Trump was kind of at that 30% ceiling. Once Rubio got out, those votes seemed to go to Ted Cruz, and just as importantly, the Republican Party establishment and talk radio all basically decided in unison, Cruz is going to be our guy. Our primary goal is to defeat Donald Trump, and at least in Wisconsin last night they did.
And Chuck, a huge turnout yesterday, 47.4% turnout. Do you have any sense of what made this race such a hot ticket item in Wisconsin?
Well, the competitiveness, of course, and as Sean was saying, Donald Trump draws people, supporters and critics on the Democratic side. Both Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, both would be, landmark presidential elected folks if they make it. All sorts of things draw people to the polls. It helps to have charismatic candidates.
And Sean, Wisconsin has been described as a polarized state for years now. That's not new anymore. But looking at last night's results, can we draw any conclusions about where we are when it comes to political extremes and whether people have moved farther in one direction or the other?
Well, if you look at the exit polls, people had basically gotten more liberal and more conservative over the years. So that's not exactly in the results, but in the exit polls. If you look at the results themselves, and who won last night, Bernie Sanders is more liberal than Hillary Clinton, and he had a commanding win in that primary. Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, Donald Trump is sort of this unusual cobbled together coalition, as far as Republicans go. A lot of Republicans think he's not an actual Republican. But the guy who won, Ted Cruz, very conservative. I mean, much more conservative than, say, Mitt Romney or John McCain. So you kind of see that trend playing out in who won Wisconsin last night.
And Chuck, Bernie Sanders on the Democratic side won the day yesterday. What do we know about why Wisconsin voters felt that they resonated more with what Bernie Sanders had to say on the Democratic side?
Well, in attending some of his rallies, he certainly drew a lot of young people to those events. He drew a lot of people that felt a little bit left out of the economic system and yet are left of center socially. Hillary Clinton at a dinner in Milwaukee Saturday drew a lot of support, a lot of cheering to her speech. But, Sanders had maybe more of a connection with folks around the state. Hillary Clinton, I think, won Milwaukee County, but elsewhere where there was not as much connection to the establishment, perhaps, Madison and elsewhere, a little more progressive areas, went solidly for Sanders and helped him win by, what was the latest count, about 120,000 votes.
And we're talking right now with Sean Johnson, WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief, and Chuck Kornbach, WPR reporter in Milwaukee. And Chuck, we're going to pivot now to look at Milwaukee County. Two officials reelected there, Mayor Tom Barrett and County Board Executive Chris Abele. Did this come as a surprise to anyone?
Maybe not. The margin of victory for Barrett, 60,000 votes roughly out of about 150,000 cast. He defeated Bob Donovan, Alderman Bob Donovan, who had significant police and fire union support, but apparently not a lot of other backing. Barrett won handily, so maybe the margin of Barrett's win there was not expected, but certainly the fact that he won was fairly certain going into the last few days or last few weeks. On the county executive side, incumbent Chris Abley defeating State Senator Chris Larson. Let's just say Abley had put a lot of money into mailings, TV ads, and so on in the last few weeks to try to seal the deal. Larson says he couldn't keep up. Larson had some union support, but Abley had backing from other unions, the Building and Trades Council, and so on. And so it was just Abley's... Abley has avoided a scandal, I would say, and the fact that he worked with Governor Walker occasionally on some things and yet criticized Walker at the same time, too, on other things, saying he was not a Walker guy, maybe was the right tone for Milwaukee County.
And, Sean, we're going to turn to the state Supreme Court race now with Justice Rebecca Bradley and Joanne Kloppenburg, a nonpartisan race at face value. Bradley ended up winning. Who turned out for Bradley last night?
I think, well, we know that Republicans turned out for her. If you look at just the statewide vote yesterday, a lot more Republicans turned out than Democrats in terms of who voted in that primary versus the Democratic primary. And so then I think it's, we can't see all their ballots, but as you look at it, it looks like she benefited from that. It also looks like if you dig down into Milwaukee's numbers, Rebecca Bradley may have even picked up some of those Clinton or Sanders votes that Joanne Kloppenburg, who's favored by Democrats, ran well behind Bernie and Hillary in Milwaukee, the city. And Rebecca Bradley actually ran well ahead of them and so likely was picking up support from unusual places there.
And we leave it there. I want to thank you both. Chuck Kornbuck in Milwaukee, thanks to you.
Thank you.
And Sean Johnson here at our Madison studios, WPR's Capital Bureau Chief. Sean, thanks a lot.
Thank you.